Good afternoon, folks. This is John Johnson. I'm still at the ACTS conference. I've had a pretty good morning. Some exciting stuff I've listened to and broadcast earlier. It will all be on Radio EduTalk, or on the podcast in EduTalk, rather, later on. I'm catching a very quick word with Paul Campbell. Paul, we've been known to quite a lot of people from his TV appearances, I believe, Paul, on the ministerial speeches at the Learning Festival.
More than 1 year, I think.
Yeah,
right?
2 years in a row. Huh?
So I also noticed Paul at Teach Meets in Strathclyde University, and he is now working in a North Lanarkshire school, so I bumped into him on ICT. Can you just give us a wee brief overview of what you're talking about today, Paul?
Right. Well, today what I'm talking about is looking at some practical models of really a new concept of professional learning, but it's not really new, but it's different from what, I suppose, a policy perspective and what that's been advocated in the past. Really about approaches where professionals lead their own development but build communities where they can do that sort of thing together, focused on improving children's learning experiences but also building their own networks and bank of skills and knowledge. So basically looking at a practical example of that, that we started with CPD Strathclyde while I was a student, and then how we're actually taking that model to establish within a local authority context, both in North Lanarkshire and in Glasgow just now.
You're working with somebody in Glasgow as well, and this is for probationer teachers?
This is initially for probationer teachers to basically all came from when we were finishing, come to the end of the BEd, we had students asking us, will there be something like this for us when we were out on probation? And then when we came out of when we started our probationary year, we surveyed all the probationers, so not just people from Strathclyde, and asked if this was something they'd want to use and take advantage of and be a part of. 100% said yes. And then we also went back to final year students, or postgraduate students, back at Strathclyde just now, and ask them if it'd be something they would be interested in continuing as well and taking part in when they're coming towards the end of their final year, but also as they go into their probationary year, to make sure it was something that's useful not just for current probationers but in the future as well.
So it would work as a sort of add-on to the probational experience you get from your school, support you get from your school and from your local authority, but this is a sort of self-driven one.
Exactly, because I mean it was the exact same as CPD Strathclyde, where we loved the content of the BEd programme, same with the postgraduate course, but with anything it can't cover everything that we wanted and it can't be as responsive to our immediate needs either. And so that's why we thought that, well, the North Lanarkshire Teacher Induction Scheme programme, their core CPD, same with Glasgow, is fantastic and it covers a broad range of topics, but we wanted something that is more engaging to people for the here and now with issues that are particularly pertinent to their class or to them as well.
And is this community going to be face-to-face, online, a combination?
It'll be a combination of all of those, because we really want to try and tailor it to the needs of everybody that wants to take part in it. So again, just the same as what we did with CPD Strathclyde, there'll be a mix of, we'll obviously take advantage of all the online forums we can use. We want to encourage a lot of face-to-face meetings though, definitely, and what we do is we just time them appropriately, so they might link in with maybe at the end of a core CPD session or on a day where we know that primary probationers are out on a Thursday and a Friday or secondary probationers on a Monday or a Tuesday, and basically so people can choose what they need to dip in and out of when they want to and when they think it's needed.
Brilliant. And one of the things I'm quite interested in is that the sort of movement that when people started publishing blogs and the likes online, mm-hmm. and then a few years later people started getting into Twitter and sort of communicating to each other, mm-hmm. more recently people like yourselves or the Pedigree folk, mm-hmm. seem to be actually building community. Or we talked to Joe Dale a wee while ago about the modern foreign languages, mm-hmm. community that he's built on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of models for this. And I'm really interested in the sort of dynamic between growing the community, mm-hmm. and it getting too big to filter, if you know what I mean.
Well, because that was an issue that we had to battle with CPD Strathclyde, but I think what eventually led to the... It's been successful, it's a sustainable model, and students are different now on the BEd at Strathclyde as well. I mean, Amanda Corrigan will be speaking about that later on today. But I think what we did was that by us leading it ourselves, we're illustrating to other people that, and who are our peers and counterparts, they can do the same sort of thing. So the CPD Strathclyde, what we were saying was, we benefit from learning from each other, we're going to try and facilitate some sessions like that, but that's something you can do as well, and that's exactly what they've done. So what we're trying to do is trying to illustrate the same within a local authority context, with the context initially with probationers, to try and illustrate to busy teachers and new teachers as well that it's something they can take part in. It's about reconceptualising who has ownership over the CPD process or the professional learning and development process now, and how with a bit of teamwork and a bit of effort that they can actually lead that themselves as well.
Brilliant. So you can sort of set off these wee networks and let them grow and spread and they move in an independent fashion.
Definitely.
Sounds wonderful. I'm going to have to cut it short now, Paul, because in 5 minutes we'll be doing the afternoon keynote here at ACTS. Mm-hmm. Can I just say thank you very much to you.
Thank you.
I think anybody interested can follow you at on Twitter. Can you just remind us, it's at P. Campbell.
P. Campbell 91.
91 was the bit I didn't get. So at P. Campbell 91, lots of good stuff there. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And hopefully, folks, we'll be back in a very few minutes.